For this spring sports spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. Perhaps outside of the borders of Pella, Emma Yoder is best known for her ability to wrangle animals at the county fair with 4-H. But at Pella High School Stadium, she transformed into one of the better defenders in the Little Hawkeye Conference in 2019 on the soccer pitch. Yoder says what she misses most about soccer this spring is just getting out there and competing. And in the meantime, she's been working hard for that opportunity to play once again.
I think I was most excited just to like go out and play and just do it. I was expecting us to have a really good year. Like we had a winter tournament and we had really good passes and communication. And I was really looking forward to execute that on the field during our real season. And so, yeah, I think just I'm going to miss the team bonding and just like playing soccer because we all like to do and that's why we do it. But I've just been trying to – I've been, like, lifting and I've been running a road, and that's pretty much the main things I've been doing, and just trying to keep on thinking what we can do to promote ourselves for next year and bringing the freshmen up in. And one thing I also miss about this season is that since we're upperclassmen now, we won't be able to, like, make connections with the underclassmen as much, and we'll kind of have to build that up for next year.
Yoder says because she had to spend the spring away from her teammates doesn't necessarily mean they still couldn't bond, and she worked to be a role model for younger athletes and to make sure the rest of her fellow classmates were staying up with their work to make sure they are ready for 2021.
Obviously, it's a little hard being like quarantine and stuff, but I think this, like we have group chats, we like Macy made an email for all of us, like doing some things for like the seniors, and I think those little communications between us all are really going to help us, and like we'll have like partners, the younger classmen that we're going to try to reach out to and connect with them. And I think once like we can go out and play on a soccer field, it'd be really fun if like we all got together taking what we've learned from each other in the past, like watching the younger girls grow and just taking it out and doing some like practices and just like bonding, even though we won't be in season. So it's difficult now kind of contacting them, but I think overall, once this is done, it's going to be really helpful and beneficial to our team.
And while Yoder does have special personal memories and games that she's fond of, the one thing she remembers most about the Pella girls soccer team and why she thinks they're so successful is their competitive edge on the field.
My favorite thing about our team wasn't necessarily like a exact memory, but it was more of our competitiveness. Like I just love being competitive and I always want to win. And I think the whole team, like in a game situation, some of the other girls talked about our tension and how we just wanted to like, they were huge when we beat Lewis Central. And it's just crazy how much competitiveness we had in drive. And I just think our like feelings towards playing soccer was huge and benefited us in our like winning and just overall playing. And it was a lot of fun seeing us win and just accomplish our goals.
And Yoder says she's trying to prepare as best she can for the uncertain road ahead. But one thing she is certain of is her desire to get back out on the soccer field and compete for the Lady Dutch.
Just preparing throughout like this whole next year, it's going to be really interesting to see how everything turns out. But as the girl said, I'm super excited for it because as we've been working and preparing for like no matter what season coming up ahead, it's going to be like a whole new ball game because we like it's our time to step up and be the leaders. And I think that it's going to be a really great experience and learning opportunity to just be the team leaders and lead the younger girls to competitiveness and working hard and just trying their best. And I'm super excited for it. And I can't wait for next year already.
For this spring sports spotlight about Pella High School junior Emma Yoder, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.